Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, listeners. This is Patty Black. I am back bringing the good news show to you. This morning we're going to have a very exciting show. We will be interviewing Holly Walker. She will talk about her movie called Beyond the Secret. She's been doing some great, great, exceptional things, and we're going to share it with you. So I'd like to introduce you to co-host Sherry. Sherry, are you online with us?
I'm on the air. Good morning, everybody. And as Patty said, yeah, we're really excited to have Holly Walker with us this morning. And we're going to be talking about a lot of things and about how to create the life that you want. So do we have Holly on?
I think we do. Let's try to bring her in. Good morning. Welcome to the Good News Show. Is this Holly?
This is Holly. How are you?
Good morning. Very excited to have you with us this morning. How's everything? How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
Oh, we like fantastic.
Good. So Holly, could you please tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and what you're doing?
Well, I am a mother of three in Oklahoma, and I went through some tough situations in my life. Divorce, nasty custody battle, went through some pretty hard times. It was pretty much the darkest point of my life. And I decided that I was going to turn my life around. I decided that I wanted to hire a life coach, that, you know, I just came to this realization of, as long as I relied on everyone else for my happiness, I was always going to be let down. So I wanted to learn how to make myself happy. It's kind of like that's kind of the principle that I've always applied with my work is, you know, if you want it done right, do it yourself. And I did that in every area of my life with the exception of my happiness. I was completely dependent on everyone else to make me happy. And so I just thought, you know what, I'm going to go within. I'm going to find out how to make myself happy, and then I'm not going to feel this way again. So I hired a life coach. Who trained me. Actually, I started out on Marsha Weider's material, who I love. She's a very, very dear friend of mine. And I just learned so much, and it was so intriguing to me, the information, the material. I mean, these were things I had never learned before. I'd never heard anything close to this. I had just been in such a negative environment for so long. So my life coach said, hey, there's this new movie out, and you can only get it online. It's like this kind of underground secret type movie, and it's actually called The Secret. So I want you to order it. Promise me that you'll order it today and get it. And I said, okay. So I ordered it and got it in, and I saw Bob Proctor on The Secret, and I thought, I just, you know, felt like he was speaking to me. And so I thought, I was right at this point in the material where, you know, that I was trying to define my purpose. And, you know, anybody who's gone down this path knows that's sometimes a problem. Some people know at the age of five what they want to do and what their purpose is. And I had been, you know, just smushed down, for lack of better words, for so long and just, you know, repressed, I guess, that I had no idea. I didn't have any hobbies or talents. I mean, up until the age of 31, I lived my life for everybody else. I didn't have a clue what I liked and didn't like. I did not have a clue. Even when it came to, like, things like food, I didn't really know what my taste was, because I just did what everyone else wanted me to do. And so it took a long journey for me to define my purpose. And when I watched The Secret, I thought to myself, I don't know what my purpose is, but I know it has something to do with this material, because this you know, conjures up that feeling inside of me that I've been searching for, and I've never felt anything like it. But then I also thought, I want to do something. I'm happily remarried. And I thought, I want to work with my husband, but I don't know how is this information going to coincide with my husband, who is a filmmaker and just, you know, had completed a horror film. And I thought, okay, how are these two worlds going to come together? And it's just one of those late night talks, and you know what I think we should do? I think we should do this, and then it just kind of spun out of control from there. So that's a long version of the quick story of how a little bit about me and how this came about.
Wow, that's pretty interesting. Now I understand. Knowing that your husband is a filmmaker, I can now put that together, because it was so unbelievable that you've been able to pull all this great information and great people together. Because for me, after meeting and talking with Bob Proctor, I mean, he is so outstanding that his energy and his vibration is, it really pulls you in. And so it's really great that you now what happens? What's happening now?
Well, when I first started on this path, and I decided, I really did fall in love with the material. And then I just, dove right into all of Bob's material and his programs, which are, there's not any like it. Mm-hmm. They just stand alone. They're incredible. And I just thought, I kept saying to my husband, because at this time I was life coaching. I got certified to coach under Bob. And so I was coaching all of these girls, and I thought, man, all of these girls have seen The Secret, and they're missing all of these steps. I mean, The Secret is such a great beginning place. And I absolutely love The Secret. I'm a huge Secret fan. So when I wanted to do Beyond The Secret, I'm very cautious to let everyone know I'm not putting The Secret down. I want to add and complement The Secret. It's a separate project. It's, separate people. I'm not affiliated with Rhonda Byrne or her production company. But, I give complete kudos to her for what she accomplished. I think it did exactly what it set out to do, and it raised people's awareness that this is an orderly universe. And I think that's huge. I think that there's so many people watch The Secret and then they stopped there. They turned the DVD off and they thought, okay, now I know how to live my life. Now I know what to do. And there's so much more information. So that's really what I told my husband. And we didn't know any of these people. I didn't know Bob. I mean, I had, spoke to him a couple of times just in passing at training and things like that. But we weren't, friends like we are now. We didn't, really work together. I didn't know Steve Siebold. I didn't know Marsha Weider. I didn't know Les Brown. I didn't know these people. And so, I told my husband, I said, if you can shoot and edit, I'll reach out. I'll put the content together. And that's what we've done. And the movie actually is being exported today. It is complete. Yay!
Oh, congratulations!
Thank you. It is so good. I just, I watch it, and I literally, I want to cry, because I'm just, the only thought that comes through my mind is, I'm so glad we're getting this information out there, and this is really, truly going to change so many people's lives. And it's just, these are the greatest teachers in the world. And, it was literally by the law of attraction that I found these people and that they are in this movie. So it's just, it's different information. The interview, I've seen, I now work with Bob. I'm heading up a division of his company, Life Success. And we've launched Life Success TV. And we're doing we're going to launch it online first at lifesuccesstv.com. But we're doing a health and wellness channel, and we're going to be doing programming from a lot of different teachers. We're doing different formats. We're doing different talk shows, documentaries, movies. We're just going to have so much content.
Wow.
And it's all centered around this information. So we're really, really excited about that. So that's actually this is the first time I've announced that, so this is exciting.
Very exciting. Are you saying live, LIVE success, or life?
Life.
LIFESUCCESS?
Yeah, lifesuccesstv.com, and we're hoping to launch it in the next couple of months. But we have a lot of, we're going to have outtakes and information from the movie that's not actually in the movie we're going to put on. And we're doing a show called 180, for example, where I interview people who've turned their lives around and done 180s like I have with mine. We're doing different talk shows where we're interviewing people. Bob's going to do a show. We're going to do a documentary where we follow Bob around because he's actually in Denmark. He was in Copenhagen in Denmark. He comes back here to Phoenix for a week, and then he goes back to India. I mean, the man is like, he's 75 years old, and I can't believe
amazing.
The energy that he puts out. It's incredible. So this is an exciting time. It's very exciting, and I just, the movie's incredible. I hope everyone else, you know, really gets it and likes it the way that with the intent that we've put it together.
Uh-huh. Well, I know that we saw the Beyond the Secret part that was in the movies. There was a one night thing. We did see that, and to go from that to what you're doing now, we thought that was incredible too. And there's just, like you said, I mean, you're just helping so many people get to, I have a few people that have emailed some questions in, which we'll get to, but it's like people that have listened and watched The Secret, and it is great. And they say, now what? You know, I still can't turn my life around, or I still, you know, there's so much more that you're putting out there now that people will be able to really, that will help them a lot. So.
Yeah, I think people watched The Secret and they thought, you know, this, you know, some people didn't, but some people did. Some people turned it off and thought, okay, now I know how to turn my life around to do what it said in The Secret. And they didn't, you know, anytime you want to truly change your life around, you're not going to do it in 74 minutes. Watching a 74-minute DVD isn't going to do it. You have to always expand and grow. You have to continue learning. You have to every single day. Bob studies an hour a day, regardless of what his schedule is, and he, you know, goes round the clock, but he always sets aside an hour a day to further his education, and he has for 40 years. You have to continue to study. You have to continue to grow. And I think that, you know, some people thought, okay, well, I got, you know, my quick fix. I know what to do now, and there's so much more. I think that The Secret, you know, set out to raise the awareness that, you know, this is an orderly universe, and that you can, not only are you in control of the decisions that you make in life, but you can also create the circumstances. And but it didn't, you know, that was all, I think, you know, I'm speaking for other people, but, you know, I think that the people that were in it, that's what they set out to do. And I think that mission was accomplished, but it didn't go really into the steps and what to do next. And Beyond the Secret definitely does that. Beyond the Secret is the type of movie, it's, you know, it's like The Secret and it's not like The Secret. It's one of those movies that you're going to want to sit down with a pen and a notebook, and you're going to want to take notes because it literally gives you steps of what to do to change your life. And it's things that you can use starting today. It's not, you know, things that once I raise my income up to this level, then I can go buy, you know, this program or hire this person as my coach, or I can do. It's things that people who are struggling in this economy today, people who are struggling to pay their electric bill, these are steps that they can do right now. And so I think that, you know, the timing is perfect for the movie.
Right. Wow.
Yeah, I agree.
Exciting. You know, like with Patty and I, when we started this show, and we wanted to just to bring good news and healthy lifestyles and talk about things that were positive bring that vibration out to the universe. And we have been able to bring people like yourself to have been able to talk and share all their knowledge, and that's what, you know, more people are doing now because it all started when, you know, we just heard a little bit about The Secret. I know for myself, I've been able to turn my life around and create all the things that I have now or that I want to have, and And so it's a very exciting to hear what you just said about sit down with a paper and pencil and write down the steps and things that you're going to have to do, because it does take more than, you know, being positive or being able to visualize or to say the affirmations. And, you know, there's just going to be a little bit more that people are going to learn from what you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think a lot of people thought, I'm going to create a vision board. I'm going to put it on the wall. I'm going to look at it, and I'm going to think about it. You know, just like the John Astaroff story that was in The Secret. Well, you know, Bob worked with him a lot, and Bob will be the first person to tell you, yeah, that's a true story. That happened. It absolutely happened. But he works every day. He's defined his purpose, and he works at that every single day relentlessly in endless hours towards his goals and what it is that he wants to do. It didn't just, you know, he didn't just create the vision board, look at it, and 5 years later he's living in that house. So, you know, I think that's a key ingredient is, you know, you have to really, really work. And, you know, there's some phenomenal stories that are in Beyond the Secret. Mary Morrissey tells this wonderful story, you know, about, you know, what would you do if you didn't think it was impossible? What would be your next step? And kind of following through that. And Ricky Byers Beckwith, oh my gosh. You know, when we interviewed her, she kept saying, oh, you don't want to talk to me. You want to talk to Michael. And I said, no, we want to speak to you. We want to interview you. And when she sat down, she said, I'm not used to doing this. Michael's the one who's usually the one in front of the camera. And I said, no, we'll just, you know, just be calm and I'll ask you questions and just answer how you would normally answer. And every time this woman opened her mouth, the most beautiful things came out. And it's just so inspiring. It's literally inspiring. And I mean, Les Brown, if he doesn't motivate you, I don't think you can literally have a pulse. I mean, he is the most incredible man I've ever met in my life. He's on fire. And he is, you know, he is literally the best motivational speaker I've ever been around, I've ever heard. He's incredible. So that's always our joke. If Les can't get you moving, then you should be 6 feet under.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So I know we do have some email questions from that our listeners have sent in, and we'd like to get to those. But before doing that, I'd like to know, is this movie on a DVD, and are you having a book published in addition to the DVD? Tell us what it is that you're having done.
Okay, the DVD will be released April 21st. You can pre-order the DVD now, and you'll get it, I think, a few days prior to the release date. If you order it now by mail, you can go to beyondthesecretdvd.com. and order it. We also have an affiliate program. If anyone is interested in selling the DVD, I about fell over backwards when our distributor told me the affiliate program that he worked out. He was very, very generous, and that if you wanted to sell the DVD, you make $15 per disc. You make half.
Wow.
Which is huge. If somebody wants to make this, you know, we're big teachers of MSIs, multiple streams of income. So if somebody wants to do something with it, then that's a huge opportunity. And you can sign up through that website, beyondthesecretdvd.com, to be an affiliate also. But that's available. It'll be April 21st, and the DVD is coming out first, and we're also working on a book which will follow, and I'm not sure of a date, but we're working on a book and a workbook. This is the type of a DVD that needs a workbook. It definitely does. You're going to get a lot of information out of it by just watching the DVD and making notes, but it's also, you know, we're bringing the teachers together, and we're going to work on a workbook together. So that's in the works, but I don't really know exactly what the release dates on those will be, but yes, a book and a workbook will follow. So those are our big dates, and that's the information where you can go to buy it or to sign up to be an affiliate.
Well, that's good news. So, listeners, there you have it. It's beyondthesecretdvd.com. So go there and look at the affiliate program and also pre-order the DVD. So, Sherry, I believe you have some questions.
We do. We have Linda from Fort Lauderdale, and she says, I did my vision board, and I do see that I'm getting the things that I want. My question is, how do I stop myself from thinking negative?
You know, negative thinking is, you know, number one, it's not your fault. It's your old paradigms. You know, it's your old programming. You know, this is something huge that Bob taught me, and we really go into this in Beyond the Secret, and it's really learning how your mind works. Until you learn how your mind works, it's really hard to change that stubborn old way of thinking that's in there. And, you know, learning how your conscious mind, your subconscious mind works. So, you know, I think that repetition, I literally think that repetition, you know, Bob teaches that there's two ways to change programming, and one is through repetition, and the other is a sudden impact, you know, sudden emotional impact that can trigger and change that paradigm in your subconscious mind, like, you know, 9/11, everyone can think about that. Can go right back to where they were and feel that feeling and conjure up that same exact feeling. So that's a sudden emotional impact. And so, you know, that's something that's pretty much out of our control to change those paradigms. And the other thing is repetition. You know, you just have to get really, really good at when you realize that you're in that negative thought, that you're in that negative vibration, is to just turn it around, to do something that makes you feel good, to stop. And there's times, I'm speaking from my own experience, that I just think, you know what, I'm just in a crappy mood, and I'm just going to wallow in this for a little while. We all have days like that. I think, you know, we're human. We don't have, you know, I have days I wake up and my girls are fighting and we're out of milk, and, you know, it's just one of those days. But, you know, I can tell you that since I've learned this information, and I really do practice and I really do work at it, it's not something that's automatically, you know, just going to come to you. I work really hard at it. I really work at staying in a good vibration. It's keeping control of my thoughts and my feelings and staying in harmony with the laws. So those bad days are fewer and further between, they're not nearly as bad and as deep of a low as what they used to be, if that helps any at all.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to add some up. One of my favorite things about negative thoughts is I tell people to change the channel and, you know, tune into the right frequency. If you're in a worry channel, change that channel. Get into the grateful channel. And, you know, it's you just like, I'm done listening to the worry channel. I'm going to tune into the grateful channel. And sometimes it's just as simple as changing the channel from one perspective to another perspective.
Yeah, and you know, these paradigms, these negative thinking, you know, they came to us from outside sources, and they've impacted our lives and how we feel and the results of our lives. And so, you know, I kind of look at it like, you know, these old paradigms that my abusive ex-husband have put in my mind are creating my results. And is that what I want? Am I going to let him create the results of my life? No, I'm absolutely not going to do it anymore. And so when I think of that and I think, who's creating the results of my life? Am I going to let outside sources, people that I wouldn't trust to take good care of a turtle for 30 minutes, mm-hmm. create my life? Absolutely
right.
Not. I'm absolutely not going to do that. I'm taking back control. And, you know, that's a good way to look at it. I really do. It helps me a lot because I think, you know, that fear, that worry, that anxiety, I know exactly where it's coming from. It's coming from this person, and they're no longer welcome.
Right. And, you know, we have choices. I know, remember years ago when I never thought that I really had choices, and now I know that I have choices and I can create and change and do the things that are my choice. So, you know, that's great. We have one here from Carol from Port St. Lucie, and she's writing that, although I've learned from The Secret to visualize what I want and believe it's happening, I can't seem to build my business fast enough. What am I not doing?
I get asked that a lot. A lot of people who come to me and say it's not happening fast enough, I tell them the very first thing is that they have a limited belief.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you tell me that it's not happening fast enough, then that tells me that you don't think it's already here. You don't believe it already exists. And in order for things to happen, in order for things to change, for the inspired thoughts, the action steps to come, you truly have to believe that it already exists. The way that the world works is that there's nothing that can be created or destroyed. Everything is already here. So once you put this thought in out into the universe and you decide that this is exactly what you want, it already exists. It may not have manifested yet in physical form, but it absolutely exists. And so when someone says it's not happening fast enough, that tells me that they don't believe that this already exists.
Uh-huh.
They don't believe it exists and it's on their way. And so I would say that would be, you know, the breaking point to go back and try and correct is to truly believe that, that what it is that you want already exists and that it's on its way to you. And once you live and become that person who already has acquired what it is that you want, you're going to see action steps come and unfold to you that you should take. You're going to have inspired thoughts, inspired ideas for you to act on. That's the thing that I would absolutely say to concentrate on, that's going to, you know, manifest what it is that you want and make it happen. And, you know, God's timing
good.
Is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a difference in pretending that it exists and really living and believing that it exists.
Absolutely. And you know, I'm a firm believer in pretend until you do believe.
Mm-hmm.
Make it till you make it.
Right. That may bridge the gap, or maybe this is addressed in your new movie coming out.
Yes. Yep. It absolutely is. We covered so much in this movie. It's 100 minutes long.
Oh, good.
Lots of information.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Yeah, and I also say be grateful for what you already have, and then more is going to come. If you're already grateful for the things that are in your life right now, and just be grateful for, like, I have a little thing that says, thank you for what you've given me, thank you for what you've taken away, and thank you for what I have today. And in being in that grateful place, you're allowing more to come to you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's a great great saying. I completely agree with that. Most
I have
definitely.
One here from Margot, and she wants to know, if business is slowed down and the money isn't coming in, how can I stay positive and turn it around? We hear a lot of people talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is definitely a time when you have to create your own economy. I know that sounds crazy, but you know, if you look at the Great Depression, you know, not everybody went out of business. Some people went in. That's actually the point in time that more millions were made than any other time in history. I know that sounds ironic, but if you go back and you read the history books, and
mm-hmm.
that's the truth. And it's because some people saw it as an opportunity.
Uh-huh.
And
right.
those are the people that made millions. And that's what I think. I think that people who are in the mindset of being a victim and they listen to and are just completely inundated with all of the negative media, I think that they're going to stay in that victim state of mind. If you look at it differently and think there's so many opportunities to be made during this time, and I'm going to go out and explore and find, you know, what opportunities are out there right now, and I'm going to create my own economy right now, those are the people that are going to come out winners at this point in time in our lives.
Right.
So that brought me back to a thought when we interviewed Bob Proctor. He said just because the we're being told that the country's in a recession doesn't mean that you have to be in a recession. And that's really stuck with me, where it's true. Just because they're saying we're in a recession doesn't mean that I need to experience that, and I don't.
Right. That's exactly right. And just FYI, we start out the movie talking about the current economy. And we really go into the current economy. It wasn't planned until, because, you know, we started on this movie a year and a half ago. It wasn't really planned, but it's a segment that I felt was important. And so we went back and we opened the movie up with the current economy. So there's a lot of information on that as well. But, yeah, it's actually a great time. It's a great time.
Mm-hmm. A lot of opportunity.
A lot of opportunity. You know, I mean, just for an example, we're moving to Arizona from Oklahoma, and we got a deal on a house that I would have never thought possible. I would have never thought possible. And it's because of the current economy. You know, we were able to lock in and get a really great deal. And so there's opportunities out there. You just have to look for them.
You just have to look for them and just be keep your mind open where you believe there is opportunity.
Absolutely, absolutely. If you go searching for gloom and doom, you're going to find gloom and doom.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Turn it around. That's great. I think do we have a caller coming in?
We do have a caller coming in. We can bring them into the show and see if they have a question for you. Hold on just a moment. Good morning. Welcome to the Good News Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who do we have on air with us?
You have Nancy Specarota in Southern California.
Good morning, Nancy.
Do you have a question for Holly?
No, well, it was more like a statement. I agree with everything she's saying. I live in California, and it's very expensive to live here. And I am among the people who live very high-end, and they really get all disturbed and freaked out if they look at the news and, all their planned things, all their life is going down. They don't know how to reinvent themselves, you know?
Yeah.
I haven't lived here for 100 years, but I reinvent myself every day. And everything Holly says, it just hits the way I think, and I think it's terrific. I think she's very positive, and I hope this gets out to everybody, because you have to reinvent yourself every day. And you do make your own plan A, B, and C. And I think that's, this is very enlightening, what she's saying, and I think it's very positive, and everybody should feel that way and create a new person every day within themselves and not rely on the doom and gloom of the economy, because it wears off on people who play follow the leader, you know?
Wow. Well, thank you, Nancy. We appreciate your input on that, and we appreciate you calling into the show. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye. Thanks, Nancy. We have somebody that wrote, this is Susie. She said, sometimes we create something, and when we get it, it's not what we really wanted, and we forgot some of the details. What do you have to say to her?
Well, I think that what you put out is what you get back.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, I believe that exactly what you put out is what you get back. There's always room to improve. There's always room to tweak. But there's a reason for, whatever it is has shown up in your life. There's everything that happens in our lives is a lesson. There's no mistakes. There's only lessons to be learned that will, take us through, this part of our eternal journey. And so, when you look at things and you think, oops, this isn't what I wanted. I wish I had added a little piece over here or something over here because I just messed up. You didn't mess up. You absolutely didn't mess up. There's only lessons to be learned. And so, be grateful for whatever it is that showed up in your life. If there's something that you would like to tweak and to add and to improve upon, like I said in the beginning of the call, our job is to grow. Our gifts were, infinite potential. And so our gift back to the world or to the universe or to God is to spend every day trying to magnify and to pull that potential up. And so that's exactly what I would say. I would say let's just look at it, tweak it, and grow. It's a lesson, but let's grow upon it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we get many questions, Holly, regarding, I feel I created this, but it isn't really what I wanted, is the theme. And I think, like you said, we do grow from experiences, and then we need to tweak them. If we create a situation, but it really isn't what we thought it would be, then we need to take other steps and tweak it and modify it and sometimes abandon it if it really isn't what you want. It's not a healthy situation.
Yeah. I mean, my husband leaves in the morning when I'm asleep and he comes home when I'm asleep because he's at the editing, final post-production part of the movie and I don't get to see him. And so I've had thoughts of, wait a second. I miss my husband. My husband is, I have a great marriage and I love my husband and I don't get to see him. And I don't think this is exactly what I had intended,
uh-huh.
to not have my husband with me. And I go through that, but I quickly think, I see the work that we're doing and I'm so proud of it. And I'm so passionate about it. And I look at how much he loves his work. And, so I find these things to be thankful for. And, and then I think, ask the question, if this were to last forever, what would I need to do to endure it? How would I need to grow? What would I need to do? And the truth is, I'm going to find a way to be with my husband. So I'll pack him dinner and I'll go up to the office and watch what he's doing and see where he's at, what work he's done that day and bring him dinner and, I find ways. And so it's just, if you want to be stuck, you're going to be stuck. Uh-huh. If you want to look at each situation and think, okay, this is here to teach me a lesson. And if this were to last forever, what strengths would I need to grow or to, pull upon to endure it? And when you can get to that point and you can conquer that, well, then lesson learned. And then something new will be created and brought into your life.
Uh-huh.
Right, and it brings back to my mind about we were talking about in relationships, what form do you think, what love is to you? What is a relationship to you? Are you coming from love or are you coming from fear? And when you're coming from love and not fear, you create the things that you want to create, and it's totally different when you're coming from a different place.
Oh, it's incredible. The difference of being in a relationship that is based on love, not fear, not lack, not insecurities, is incredible. It's the most magical feeling I think that you can have is to be in a relationship like that. And that would have never happened had I not said, I'm not looking for my better half. I'm not looking for my completion outside of me. I'm not looking for, I'm looking to become whole and for me to learn how to make myself happy. If I hadn't done that, I would not have attracted my husband. And, it's so funny because Bob told me last week, he said, Holly, your husband adores you and you can tell it. And he said, you could not have attracted a more perfect man for you. And I said, I know that. I really feel that and know that. But it's so, when Bob tells you that, you're thinking, yes, I really am onto something. But, that wouldn't have happened. I had to go through some really tough times, some really bad decisions. I had to walk out of a marriage and on top of, being fought custody, every friend I had turned their back on me. I lost my house. I lost my business. My parents sided with him. My parents are now, vacationing with my ex-husband who physically and mentally abused me and his new wife. His new wife who doesn't want my kids around, So that's some tough stuff to swallow. But what did I gain out of that? What did I gain out of making those bold decisions and those tough decisions? I gained all of this, and I wouldn't trade this for the world, So there's so many lessons to be learned, and they're not all easy. it's, you know, so many, and we really talk about this in the Beyond the Secret, I thought was huge. So many people think whenever they define their purpose, whenever they've learned how to use the law of attraction, that the road is going to be just, you know, easy, that they're going to be on this right path and every day is going to be, you know, rosy. And the truth is that's when you feel the most resistance. So when you feel resistance, you usually know you're on the right path, because the world will marshal its forces against you to hold you back. It absolutely will. And so that's a good test, but a lot of people look at it like, you know, I must be on the wrong path because this is hard. I'm getting all of this resistance from these outside sources, and it's the exact opposite. So we really go into that, and I'm sure a lot of people feel that way. I know a lot of people do. A lot of the girls that I coach feel that way.
That's what I wanted to ask you. Can you tell us a little bit about your coaching and what that's all about and how people can find you for that?
Yes. I am working on a new coaching series right now that I'm doing all internet-based and online, because I can coach more people that way and make it a more affordable price. And that's the way, that's my passion. That's my purpose, is that, you know, I don't want to do some high, you know, dollar coaching program. I want to make it affordable so that I can reach everyone. I know I've been in some tough financial situations, and if someone had offered me the help, it would have been a true blessing. And so that's what I want to give. I have a, you can contact me at Holly Walker, and it's H-O-L-L-I, Walker, @gmail.com. And just send me your information, and we will put you on our list. And within, I'm moving, so it'll be right around the time that Beyond the Secret comes out in April, we're going to do a Beyond the Secret coaching class.
Oh,
and it's going to be phenomenal. We're going to do it all video-based, where there's actual, you know, more video content along with the coaching. So it's going to be an extensive coaching program, and it's going to be really, really cool. So anyone who's interested in that can contact me through that. But we have I've had a group of girls here in Oklahoma that I coached, and as we, you know, started coaching them, this is kind of where Beyond the Secret came from. My husband said, "I can't believe how these girls' lives are changing right before our eyes. We need to be filming this." And so he picked up a camera and asked them all. And so we thought, well, maybe we could do like a reality show of how this information is kind of changing their lives. And it came from them going through all of these, you know, bumps in the road and asking these really tough questions about the material and what they were going through, that I thought, we got to do Beyond the Secret. We've just got to do this. So that's really where it started, is filming the girls that I coach. And in Beyond the Secret, we have some of the beginning of the girls and at the end results of the girls after a year of coaching. It's phenomenal results.
Interesting. Oh.
Wow, that's great. You've done some incredible work.
No, I know. So we have about 1 minute left. Is there anything you'd like to share before we sign off?
Anyone is welcome to email me. They're welcome to go to beyondthesecretdvd.com. They can, you know, buy the DVD affiliate program, one or the other. And then also, you know, stay tuned for lifesuccesstv.com. We're going to put a information page up where people can put their information in within the next week, so pretty, pretty fast, so that we can start collecting people's information and contacting them whenever we're ready to launch the network. So that's going to be a great place to go and get your information in, so that you're kept up to date on when that launches.
Well, thank you very much, Holly. And I feel that this is just the beginning for us. I feel that we're going to be meeting with you. This is not just one-time interview, that we will be in contact and we will all at some point be together again. So thank you so much for everything.
Thank you. And anytime, just contact me. I would love to do another show after the DVD release, or just anything you need from me.
Oh,
okay, thank
great.
You.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
All right.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So there you have it, listeners. You've been listening to Holly Walker, and she has created the movie called Beyond the Secret. So thank you for being with us. Next week, we're going to have a guest. Her name is Nancy Duke, and she's going to enlighten us with more tips for living a great lifestyle. So stay tuned for next week. We'll have Nancy Duke. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everybody.